Namo myoho renge kyo, namo myoho renge kyo, namo myoho renge kyo. Hi friends, how are you doing? I hope this finds you in good health, secure. Kaidan, a Japanese term. It's a very, very old term, and its meaning has morphed to the needs of the day. But it does have a solid meaning, and you'll see how we use it in our modern practice of Nichiren's doctrine of Shakyamuni's Lotus Sutra Buddhism. Yes, the method for self-realization, self-awakening, self-enlightenment. Yeah. If you can, take a moment as we get started to like and subscribe. Some of you have recently done that, and it really helps grow the Sangha. It's a Bodhisattva act. Many of you here have been here for a long time. Please don't feel like that signs you up to anything or obligation. It's just to help the algorithm feed more curiosity out there. People looking for a resource like this to help them build their confidence in their practice. And that's all this resource is about. Well, all of it. That's what Nichiren's life was about, yeah? So in emulating Nichiren, and I've already lost 5 frames. Anyway, I'll try to be less animated. Seems to anger the laptop gods. Okay, anyway, Kaidan. We use it commonly as our butsudan. They're not the same, but that's how we have been told to use it in modern Buddhism. But I think it's important to understand a little bit of history about it, what it actually stands for. And I'm going to throw this in there. When we first enshrine our Nichiren mandala, we do a gongyo, a ceremony, a very deliberate gongyo to that enshrined mandala in a kaidan, the butsudan. And this is how it relates to kaidan. Because what we're actually doing is taking a new vow, committing with our new mandala, our act, our commitment, our resolve to open our Gohonzon mind using this specific mandala that we now own, that is ours. So we bond our life through the ceremony of Gangyo and with attitude and intent, we commit to our mandala and our mind to awaken this Gohonzon mind to experience Buddha-ness. So this circular feedback loop we initiate with our new mandala. And this is an ordination ceremony. It's what it becomes. The term you've heard many times, ordination platform, stands not only for a physical platform, a place for this to instantiate, to begin, to get the ball rolling, make the commitment. A contract of sorts. And that gets more into the more experiential, linguistic aspect of the platform. That's not just the physical place, but now it's the dignity, right? Because there's an honor to the place and to the self, this co-relationship of commitment and resolve to achieve a specific goal. That's the ordination, right? Just like identification. We honor and respect something while calling from within us and relating the goal within us to this samsaric physical environment to represent always a consistent commitment to this achievement, right? How many ways can we talk about ordination, what that really is? No one's bequeathing something to you. No one's giving something to you. You are not giving something to something else or someone else. You are creating a circular relationship with your samsaric self in ego to interpenetrate with this situation, the samsaric physical reality, to use it as a mirror, as Nietzsche would say, right? When you put on your makeup, or when you shave, or when you use a mirror for your attention to doing something to your body, your presence, cutting your hair, whatever it is, you know that the makeup, the shaving, the cutting your hair isn't happening in the mirror, right? You understand that. But the mirror is something that you don't take for granted, because it permits you, it allows you, not the mirror as a beneficial spirit, but it creates for you in the physical world an excellent tool for guiding, witnessing your effort to shave, to makeup, to whatever it is, right? Because we can't pop our eyes out of our head and look back at ourselves. The mirror is our tool for seeing and achieving and guiding our own effort to modify self. Our physical, mental, they're always attached, right? Self. This is the mandala. But unlike mirrors in general, the mandala, when we create our own relationship with that mandala, we're saying this particular mirror in my particular life, with my particular efforts, I am making a commitment to this Buddha-ness, my Gohonzon mind, with this tool. Now, if there's a fire in the house or something happens and you lose that mandala, like some of you have had old mandalas and you've switched them out for a quantum life Buddhist mandala, which is nothing more than a Nichiren-inscribed mandala, not other people's versions, right? And you've asked, what do I do with the old one? When I was with this organization or that sect, right? You don't really want to throw it away. Why would you do that? It's part of your growth. It's part of your history. But you're no longer using that mirror because you've discovered it's tainted. It has some problems. But you've invested a lot of your commitment to your commitment was the same. It's just the mirror was flawed. That's okay. So we take that mirror, we roll it up, we put it in a nice little box, and we set it on our altar. It represents our history. But now we're starting anew. So we create a new relationship. We ordain ourselves again with a new mandala. The Gohonzon's the same. That's in your mind. You see? You haven't lost anything. You're just polishing that mirror a little better. And you're getting the actual Nichiren mandala inscribed in his hand. Yeah? So I say all of this because Kaidan is about this place, but also the relationship with the place. So let's just get into it, and I'll see if I need to pop in here. I've got, by the way, in this book, I pull from different sources, not because I want to argue with specific sources, and not because I want to mislead you, so please know this. I wonder if I should add this in a foreword to this book. I'm so focused on doing these videos, sometimes I don't complete my thinking in right. I'm just not a good writer, you know. I'm a talker. Can you tell? Yeah, so I pull from, for instance, in Kaidan, I pulled from Britannica, we all know Britannica, online, and then from Nichiren Shu. And you're going to say, Sylvain, why are you pulling from a sect? Well, because historically, a lot of Nichiren sects have collected a great amount of data and information. The problem with the sects isn't that they've gotten, although some of them have made up materials and collected erroneous materials, sorry, but that's the politics of organizations. The problem, though, the central problem with sects and big groups, because they're organized to be an organization rather than to promulgate Nichiren's teachings, is that they have an agenda. And whether it's really apparent, and it often is, or it's hidden, their agenda is to grow the organization. I'm not interested in growing an organization. I'm interested in growing your practice and our influence in the world with propagating Nichiren's teachings of Shakyamuni's Lotus Sutra method. That's it. That's all Nichiren ever talked about, right? So yeah, organizations are always problematic. And Nichiren Shu has their problem. They've inculcated so much religious rhetoric that they crap all over Nichiren's teachings. And it's so profoundly sad and enraging at times. They're trying. They actually have one of the overseas propagation organizations that have several original documents of Nichiren's that they've translated. And on this channel, I have a Nichiren Gosho playlist, but I also have a Nichiren Gosho 2 TOO playlist. That playlist derives much of its content from the Nichiren Shu organization of translations. Why do I do this? Because I want to demonstrate to you that I'm not just all talk, that just like I did with the Lotus Lectures, I derive from 5 different translations of the Lotus Sutra. I want you to understand that language is dangerous and misleading. But in a way, if you read enough different sources, the truth, the kernels of the actual meaning of Shakyamuni's teachings, they come right through. If you could just learn to edit or shut out the miscellaneous agendas and politics and bullcrap, you'll hear Nichiren's voice. You will recognize it. It may take some time, but I've pointed it out in those playlists when I was going through those documents. You know me. I'm going to point it out. Here we go again. With this word, this doesn't belong here, this should say. Not because I'm like 3,000 years old, but because my practice has been for enough time, over 40 years, that I've learned Nichiren's voice very clearly, and I can tell when somebody's not speaking Nichiren's voice, when the translation or the translators, you know, and Nichiren Shu's obvious mission in their overseas propagation is to westernize what shouldn't be westernized. Just translate the documents as they are. No, we've got to make it palatable to a Christian audience or a whatever audience. What a huge mistake, right? So, I include it because I want you to see that the truth is in there. And in this example, truthfully, there's not a lot of bad translation, I would say. So it speaks more, because kaidan is a Japanese word, to the history of the word, which is what we're doing here in this book. When am I going to get to it? Okay, here we go. From Britannica. Sacred place of ordination, Japanese kaidan, where the believer, the practitioner, would receive training in the doctrines of the Lotus Sutra. So as independent practitioners of the Lotus Sutra method and Nichiren's teachings of it, we create our relationship with our mandala, and by chanting and doing gongyo regularly and studying like we are right now, you do exactly this. You train yourself in the doctrines of the Lotus Sutra. This is the place at your altar where you've enshrined the mandala. This is your commitment. This is your samsaric situation where you're going to open this Gohonzon mind and actualize your Buddha-ness. That doesn't mean it shuts down when you walk away. This is, though, the place where you do it. Just like when you go to the gym. You can work out anywhere, but when you go to the gym, it's all about the workout. Presumably. Right? You want to go for a drive, you've got a car to do that. You don't just run down the street. So this is your commitment. This is your kaidan, your ordination platform. Every time you step up to it, there is nothing else to do but single-mindedly meet Buddha, yeah? This sacred place might be seen as wherever the believer in the Lotus Sutra lives, for there is the Buddhist truth. There is the Buddhist truth. The Honzon, the Daimoku, and the Kaidan, the three great secret laws. This is from Britannica. The three great secret laws, the Honzon, Honzon mind, the Daimoku, the chanting, none of that is in the altar or the butsudan, and the kaidan. The kaidan is the samsaric situation where the mandala is enshrined for the purpose of opening the Gohonzon mind. From Nichiren Shu, they call the kaidan the precept platform. The precept platform is considered any place where one chants the Odaimoku. Now that's interesting, isn't it? Because that says, remember when Nichiren first, this is part of the history we read of Nichiren, when he first went outside, stood on top of a hill, looked to, looked to the east, and first chanted out loud, Namo Myoho Renge Kyo. That's the story. But the point is, when he did that, with it, the three secret laws, where are they? In the mind. The Honzon, in the mind. The Daimoku, in the body. Articulated, sound, vibration. And the place. Well, the place, my friend, is wherever you are. That's the physical reality. So when we chant, wherever we chant, whether you're trying to go to sleep in bed and quietly chanting to yourself, or you're out in the, you're hiking out in the hills or whatever, and you decide, Namo Myoho Renge Kyo. In that moment, in that sound, you are the kaidan. Right? We just have a selected place in our home that's distinct, clean, full of honor, dignity, respect, where we can center ourselves. But in truth, it's wherever we go. With this mandala, though, it's like we have Nichiren to chant with us. We have Shakyamuni to chant with us. Remember what I said in the presence at the Butsudan? This is our opportunity to reconnect with the treasure tower, the story of the Lotus Sutra, the chapter on the appearance, the apparition of the treasure tower, opening up with Buddha Shakyamuni and Buddha Many Treasures, or Taho, both sitting on either side of Namo Myoho Renge Kyo, the treasure tower. That treasure tower, as I've also said many, many times, is you. Because in this physical body, your mind can instantiate the observer, the witness, which is always alive and going, even in our sleep. But that's our samsaric mind, right? We can open that Gohanzon door in that mind and perceive the truth of the universe, of life itself, in all phenomena. That we do in our mind. But having an altar, a special place, we invite Shakyamuni, Taho, Nichiren, and all of the characters, the personages on that mandala in a ceremony in the sky. We participate in that huge assembly because, as I've said many times also, the experience, the profound experience of awakening Buddha-ness is beyond measure. And so we get to penetrate that story, that visualization, that mental exercise. That's hard to do out on your own, hiking or whatever. Although, not impossible. I can tell you, there have been many moments in my life, I love the outdoors. And whether you like watching clouds, or as I did the other day, just some deer trotting through the backyard and eating grasses and whatever. It's just, you feel it on a cellular level. Wow. The prana, right? The breath of life. You feel so at one with it. That can be very, very moving. Having an altar with the mandala in our place, our sacred, if you want to call it that, our specialized dignity in a spot, it's very samsaric, gives us kind of an anchor, right? Especially when we're struggling, which life, right? Nice to have that anchor. Just go, okay, this is what happens here. Let's go on. Traditionally, the Kaidan was a place where one made formal vows to follow the precepts of Buddhism as a member of the clergy. It was just for monks, right? But now, in this day and age, we're all monks. A monk is a dedicated student, which is what you are, right? Nichiren, however, universalized the concept of the Kaidan so that all people could uphold the essential teaching and practice of the Lotus Sutra at all times, through chanting Namo Myoho Renge Kyo. Well, there it is. In order to put these three principles, or three great hidden dharmas, into practice, Nichiren's doctrine of Buddhism, Nichiren's followers, as we are, regularly recite selections from the Lotus Sutra and chant the Odaimoku in the presence of the mandala of Gohanzon. We're always in the presence of Gohanzon because that's our mind. But the mandala especially allows our samsaric consciousnesses to get wrapped in Buddha-ness, right? The nine consciousnesses. In doing this, we remind ourselves that the eternal Buddha, the engine of life, is continuously transferring the Dharma to us. And I've made a note here, availing our sentient mind potential to realize the true experience of life in process as momentum, right? Get unglued from the past and feel the engine of life happening right now. How do you feel that? How do you do that? You experience it. Where do you experience it? In your mind. What mind? Gohanzon mind. So so that every moment is an awakening to the truth. Every moment, moment to moment, moment to moment, moment to moment. That's a very powerful thing. All the parentheses in here are mine. I make a note of that. So here's my final paragraph on Kaidan. In our modern practice of Buddhism, you and I, via the teachings and elucidations of Bodhisattva Nichiren, we construct an altar and a place of enshrining our Nichiren mandala. This is the Butsudan, and you can see Butsudan in this book. The Butsudan then takes the form of the Kaidan as we reinstantiate our vows and resolve our mind to the law of the engine of life, Myoho Renge Kyo. Each time we chant and recite in the presence of the Kaidan, in this environment that we've created, this is also why we do a full Gangyo when we first enshrine our mandala in the Butsudan, in effect, performing our ordination, as I said when I began. So it's here in the book. Now, if I've left anything out of that, or confused you in any way, please comment, let me know in the comments, or email me directly at tlksylvain@gmail.com. But I think it's important, not that you need to use this term in your daily, but, you know, if you're helping somebody else, what's this Butsudan about? The term Kaidan might be helpful conceptually so that we all really can build a larger idea, a mental experience of the ceremony in the sky when we sit down and dedicate specific time to this ordination, this practice, this reinitializing of the Gohonzon mind. With the special tool, the amazing tool, never before seen, of Nichiren's mandala, for this purpose. You might want to read the apparition of the treasure tower, or the appearance of the treasure tower, whatever version you have, in the Lotus Sutra to remind yourself of what's going on here as we're chanting and reciting with Nichiren's mandala. It's quite profound and very huge in scope. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. Thank you mostly for your practice, for this amazing process of enlightenment that you're in. Not always easy. Sometimes, for whatever reason, quite difficult. Do you ever think to yourself sometimes as you go through your day or even while chanting to mandala, I can remember thinking, why in the hell is this simple, it's really a simple practice, why is it so difficult? Or said another way, why do I have so many obstacles in the way of doing this? Good question, because the obstacles are very personal, aren't they? Just get them out of the way. Oh yeah, easier said than done. Just do it. Oh yeah. Seriously, just do it. The more you do it, the less the obstacles, the easier it becomes. Until you reach some profound karmic, you know, offshoot that just won't let you express yourself fully. Well, it's time to purge that one. You'll get through it. You have to. Yeah, that's what this life is for. How could you not? So in that, I congratulate you. I urge you to stay committed, right? That's how anything works in this life, samsarically. You've got to stick to it. The rewards are immense, phenomenal. Don't take my word for it. Anyway, Kaidan. I hope you enjoy your practice. Remember to savor all the time that you do have with the ceremony in the sky, with Nichiren, Tahoe, Shakyamuni, sitting with you, along with all the bodhisattvas, right there in your kaidan. Namo myoho renge kyo. Thank you for your support. Don't forget to like and subscribe. If the ebooks are helpful, like this one is available now, even though I'm going to find little typos and things and fix it as I go. The print book, that's going to get a complete evaluation all over again. I've got the print copy. We're going through it now. And when that comes out, that will be hopefully the last revision. Immediately, of course, the electronic version will be updated. But it's available now, and it's in 99.9% form. Maybe a little typo here or there, but it's complete. Unless one of you tells me a term that I've forgotten about, and I'll add it immediately. And if you've already got one and it's, you know, 5 months from now, it's evolved to 6-7 more pages, just let me know. I'll send you a new one from me. You won't have to get it through Lulu, right? I'll update you. Anyway, in the meantime, take care of your health. Keep your practice strong. And you know what? Be kind. It's free, it's easy, and it's kind of life-changing. Okay? Take care. And bye for now.